How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the Sick Podcast. I hope you guys are doing well. There is a lot to talk about for the Leafs because finally we have more than one game in a span of a week. But before we get into that, producer, roll the tape.
Turn up your volume because you're about to listen to the Sick Podcast. With that Leafs fan.
They score! They score! Holy mackerel, they score! Morgan Rielly! Mo Rielly! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy mackerel!
The sickest Toronto Maple Leafs podcast. It's gonna be sick.
The annual streak of the Toronto Maple Leafs is underway, ladies and gentlemen. After a abysmal start to the season, the Toronto Maple Leafs are 9-1-3 in their last 13 games, which means, do some quick math, 13 games is a possible 26 points. The Leafs have gotten 21 of a possible 26 points, which is, it's so Leaf-like. Let's be real here. Since the, as you guys know, I completely lost my mind at them beginning of the season. And it seems like this year it took them a little longer to get the annual streak going, but it's underway. 9-1-3, they're finding ways to get points with a lot of injuries. Joseph Woll out for I don't know how long. Samsonov clearly not fully healthy. They have Liljegren, Giordano out. They have... There's so many injuries on the back end of this team. Like, to put it in perspective, we have Simon Benoit, Maxime Lajoie, Lagesson. All of these guys who didn't even make the starting roster are currently playing full-time for this team, and we're still finding a way to win, like the 7-3 win over the New York Rangers in Madison Square Garden yesterday. And that was a good game. That was honestly... I don't want to call it the Leafs' best game because I thought the Leafs' best game was actually against the Predators on Saturday when they won 4-0. That was like perfect. Like perfect. I wish they can play like that all the time. But even yesterday's game, we pick up the early lead following a back-to-back game, which we'll get to. They go up 4-1, head into the second period. The Rangers look like they're about to come back and make the Leafs look absolutely stupid for blowing another 4-1 lead. But then the Leafs head into the third period and just close out the game 7-3. And Austin Matthews, like the top four is back. They're, well, back. All of them are clicking at the right time altogether. You have John Tavares, first of all, which, well, you know what? I'll keep Tavares for later because I want to like make a portion of this episode to him because he deserves it. William Nylander starting another point streak. He is now currently on 5 or 6 games straight with points. Austin Matthews is a ferocious beast that is, like I had mentioned, on another level. This guy is just doing things that I watch. It's kind of like I'm probably going to get some hate for this, but like I just don't know how else to use this comparison to explain what I'm saying. But do you know when you're watching a player, for example, like Lionel Messi, I'll take another sport, and you watch the game, and I'm not really a soccer fan at all, to be honest, but when like I watch Messi, you're like, okay, no, this guy is different. Like, he is just better than the people around him, and it stands out. Well, Austin Matthews is literally just better. Like you watch him, and you're like, what freak of nature am I currently spectating on a television right now? He's doing things that just don't make sense. He turns nothing into something awesome. Like the goals he scored over the past couple of games. And him and, I believe it was, well, him and Nylander have been really clicking, but him and Marner on, I want to say it was the fourth goal yesterday, the last goal of the first period, that pass between three Rangers, tape to tape to Marner for a tap-in. I wish they can be like this forever. Like, I want to see this exact team. I wish the playoffs started literally today because, oh man, it's this team, when they click, is such a joy to watch. Like, when they want to win, it's so amazing. And they're not going to win every game. And even like a game against the Islanders, like, they just found a way to claw back into it. And it's just, that's what I've been like asking for so long, is just the level of like oomph, the ugh, you know what I mean? Like, fight for it. The Leafs, I forget the exact stat. For once, the Leafs are winning playoff type games. Like, there are so many. I think they've been a part of like 9 1 goal games over this streak or something crazy like that. And they're finding points and a lot of wins too, although not all in regulation. We got a regulation win yesterday, which was really nice. But we're finding ways to win these really tight games, which are games that in the past, they're always getting the second, like the, what do they call it? The shorter end of the stick, usually. But now we're ending up with the bigger side, so it's great. And they're, honestly, I don't understand exactly how they're doing it, but it just seems like the team is kind of forging together at the moment. First of all, I want to give an apology, and I knew this would happen. It was like a matter of time. Tyler Bertuzzi, I think I like him now. So I completely shat on this guy's career about a month ago, more or less. And I don't regret it, because at that time, I would have said the exact same thing a million times. He's finally coming into his own, and he finally is showing that, like, ugh factor that we were promised. Ryan Reeves, don't really see a use for him at all. Domi is also coming into his own, playmaker. Hasn't scored a whole lot, but he is a playmaker. But yeah, Tyler Bertuzzi definitely deserves an apology from me. And here is my apology to you, Tyler. Your pancake skates are cool now that you're playing better. I can live with it. And yeah, he's just really, that second line, like, grinder spot seems to have really made him feel like, how do I explain it? Where, like, he's finally, he has found his spot and his role, that's the word I was looking for. He finally found his role on the team. And he's been really getting, like, better and more. I want to say it's honestly since the Sweden trip. That's probably where, like, his season kind of took a turn for the better. And he's just been kind of elevating his game since. But the Leafs top four is just out of this world recently. Marner's been back since the episode that I said he was back. Marner has 9 points in the last 6 games, 6 of those being goals. Fantastic. And another stellar performance last night against the Rangers. I'm starting to see the Marner. So I've been telling a lot of people this because I genuinely believe it. The reason I think Marner is, I don't know if you want to call him the best player on the Leafs, but I think he is easily the most important. The reason I say that is, there is no other player when at the top of their game that makes the team around them better than when Mitch Marner is at his best, if that makes sense. Like, if Matthews is at his best, doesn't necessarily mean the Leafs are at their best. When Nylander's at his best, we saw it this season, does not mean the Leafs are at their best. When Marner is playing at his best, the team around him, the Toronto Maple Leafs, are at their best. And it's just, he's just the heart of the team, man. Like, you feed off of him. He's, when this guy is going, he's like the energizer bunny, and just everyone around him picks up energy from him and catapults it towards the game. And it's amazing. And I love it. And I'm probably biased because I'm a huge Mitch Marner fan, but yeah, Marner's coming back and he's looking good. John Tavares. And what was probably the leafiest of outcomes in, like, the history of forever was the game against the New York Islanders. So, as you guys know, John Tavares started his career out on Long Island back in 2010. A really long time ago. And he ends up leaving the Islanders to join the Leafs, and the Islanders fans have absolutely not forgotten it, even though it's been like nearly 6 years since. They boo him every single time he touches the puck, every time he's there. The special occasion this time is that John Tavares, before the game started, was at 998 points. Now, there has only ever been 97 players in the NHL, in the history of the NHL, with over, I want to say, 7,000 players. Only 97 have ever hit 1,000 until tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs were down 3-2, and Tavares had already gotten a goal at this point, so he's at 999 with 6 seconds left. Weirdest bounce off both his kneecaps, ends up on Riley's stick, banks it in. John Tavares gets his 1,000th career point in front of the New York Islanders fans, and the Leafs lose the game. But that was easily, like, the moment it was 3-3, I'm like, you know what? I'll take the point. Whatever happens here, I won't allow it to influence my joy of that moment. Although it did a little bit, it would have been way nicer if they won. But hey, it is what it is. I'm a little happier now that they beat the Rangers. I can live with it. But him getting his 1,000th point in front of the Islanders was, excuse my language, literally the biggest fuck you to that entire fan base. And it was, oh, it was amazing. It was like top notch. I love to see it. The Islanders, like I said, do end up getting the last laugh and win the game. Kudos. Congratulations. John Tavares still got his 1,000th point against you guys. And it is just fantastic with his dad celebrating because they are on a dad's trip. And he's just completely going off, the whole team pouring off the bench. They didn't even know they can come off because it was all... So I heard this. Apparently, you have to ask the league's permission to pour off the bench when there's like a special occurrence that happens. For example, Tavares getting his 1,000th point. You have to warn the league that in the case of this happening, that your team will all jump on the ice to celebrate. And the NHL has to give you the okay or not okay. The NHL ends up giving the okay. The problem is the only people who were aware of this were the assistant captains on the ice, which was Morgan Riley, Mitch Marner, Nylander, and Matthews. So no one else on the bench, because like all the non-assistant captain slash captaincy players were on, they were all on the bench. All the assistants were on the ice. So all the people on the bench had no idea that they're like, can I go out? Are we going to get penalized for this? And then you just see like Marner's like, guys, come on, let's go. And then the whole team's like, oh, okay, shit. Like, I guess we're allowed. And then they just all pour out onto the ice. What a moment. What an absolute moment. His face. Oh, man. John Tavares is really like, honestly, he's, I don't care what people say. Is $11 million overpay? Probably. Is John Tavares extremely, extremely useful and very few options could be better than him on the Leafs? Yeah, 1,000%. So like, honestly, I never want to hear the conversation again of the $11 million contract is overpaid, because quite frankly, he has been one of the most consistent Leafs in his tenure. He has been Mr. Consistency throughout his entire career. So the guy got his paycheck. And honestly, regardless of what people think, he has been one of the most useful players on the Leafs over the last like 5 to 6 years. And he also scored one of the biggest goals, which is kind of embarrassing, in Leafs recent history for scoring or getting, I don't know, Riley got the goal, but getting the win for the Leafs in the first round. Like, John Tavares has been a part of those big moments. So honestly, I think he's earned his money. Like, it is what it is. In his new contract, I hope he's not going to be getting 11 mil, but we'll get there when we get there. Right now, John Tavares is a Leaf. John Tavares hit his 1,000th point, and John Tavares makes this team better. So I don't want to hear contract talks because he doesn't deserve that. We got to celebrate JT, Mr. Johnny Toronto. And it's been a pleasure to watch him. And it's been a pleasure to watch the Leafs over the last like 13 games because they're just finding a way. I think since the Nashville game on Saturday, heading into this like three-game span of like honestly, even the Sens game, I kind of want to include the Sens game, but that was like more Joseph Woll being an absolute brick wall, literally, and then getting injured. But then Martin Jones relieving him, which was nice. And Martin Jones also playing yesterday, put up a solid performance. It's a couple softies, but kept us in the game. Nothing. I thought he did pretty good. He held the fort when the Rangers were pushing, and it's our third goalie, and despite our top two being injured, or Ilya kind of being injured, I don't think he's fully healthy, but he gave us a chance to win. And honestly, out of your third goalie that I thought we were going to guarantee lose on waivers, ends up getting it done. So happy for that. But yeah, like, this is exactly this season is different in terms of how the Leafs are winning games. Like, in the past, when the Leafs would go on these win streaks, they would like obliterate teams. Like, they would win like 4-0, 6-2, 5-2, like 7-2. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they would win by these blowout margins. Now, in these 13 games, there's very few games that weren't decided by two goals or more. Like, it was all super tight games that the Leafs have been winning. And I think that means something, because easily the 9-1-3 could have been like, I don't know, 5-6-2, for example. Like, there was many points that they really, that could have easily gone the other way, but they found a way to get it done. And so the annual Leaf streak this year, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's just a different type of streak. We're getting the points we need, but we're getting it in different ways, and more, they're earning it. Because keep in mind, guys, Lajoie, Simon Benoit, Ligasen, like, these are players who are consistently playing night in, night out, that I can almost guarantee 90% of the Leafs fan base can't even name me one fact about either of those players. And they're just finding a way to get it done with what they have. Although the depleted lineup with injuries, they're still finding a way. I mean, to beat the Rangers 7-3 with the lineup we started yesterday, and that being a back-to-back, you got to tip your hat sometimes. And just proud of the boys. Just proud of the boys. I don't know. Now is kind of like where we enter the zone of, we're only 4 points away from the Bruins with the same amount of games. Like, we were like 10 points or something behind the Bruins, I think even 12 at some point. And now with the exact same amount of games played, we're only 4 behind. So it's like, it's interesting. It's going to be interesting. It's definitely a lot tighter in the conference this year. Like, there's way less of a gap between first and last place. So it's going to keep it interesting. But I think the Leafs are playing enjoyable, watchable hockey. Let's go with that. And I'm starting to see flashes of them really start to come together as a team, like, not just relying on the superstars. Obviously, you need to rely on them. That's what they get paid for. But the other parts of the lineup are also picking up the slack and, like, doing their part, kind of. I don't want to say pick up slack, because it's not that we're lacking, but they're doing their part. And it's like team efforts that are coming through to get us the points, and not just like one player on a given night, for example. So it's been a pleasure to watch, honestly. And now we have the Blue Jackets on Thursday, and then we have a game against the Penguins on Saturday. Hopefully we can keep this streak up. I think it's going to be interesting. They just got to keep playing the way they're playing, finding a way to win. Like I said, I'd much rather watch them play, like, win, sorry, tight situation games rather than just blowing teams out. Because I think it forces them to really have to play the 60-minute effort, which is what I've been dying for since, like, my date of birth watching this team. And I think these are types of games that far more prepare you for the meaningful games being the playoffs, instead of these like 7-2s or 5-0s or whatever, like the 4-3s or the 3-2s or the 4-2s even. Like, those tighter games are much more playoff-esque victories. And that's why I'm actually very pleased with the way it's been going, despite the depleted lineup, despite the controversy of who's not at their best when they should be, despite the injuries in net and not sure who's going to be the starter. And all of these things, they're finding ways to win, and it's massive. I will leave it on that note. To the Toronto Maple Leafs, I would apologize. But like I said, we're going to be calling this episode the annual streak for a reason. This happens every season. This streak, just like I said, feels a little different. But at the end of the day, it is just a late bloomer, the November streak for the Leafs. And Got to give it time. I want to see this last now. I want to see it last, and I want to see them keep playing the way they are playing with the cards they are given, if that's what you want to call it. But guys, that is going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. If you haven't already, please make sure to drop a like, share it to a friend, drop a subscribe. I hope you guys enjoy the episode. If this is even reaches out to three people today and you listen to the entire thing and you got up until here and you enjoyed it, thank you so much. It means the absolute world. At the end of the day, that's what these podcasts are all about. I'm just trying to let out my feelings as a Leafs fan. And yeah, I'm going to leave it at that note, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you guys soon on the next one. Peace out, producer. Let's roll it out. See you guys in the next one. Take care.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with That Leafs Fan on YouTube, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.